Well, well, well. Last week, it was interesting. And by that, I mean, had a kind of a cheat day on Sunday. And it started out with like a cheat meal, then turned into a cheat day. And I got all bloated, and I was up so much weight. Now, eventually, it came down by the weigh-in day, but I was still up a couple of pounds. I was so bummed out, and I shared that with you. But I was like, you know what? Damn it. I'm going to get back on track. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to really start working out more and try to really stick to it. You know, that's the whole idea of how a diet and health plan works. And I did. I had a good week. It's probably been the best week I've felt since I started Joe's Journey back on the 20th of June. My energy level, great. And I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but my hunger, it's gone. Like, it's kind of gone away. I'm not really craving food all the time as far as hunger. Now, mentally, I always want to eat crap. But
right.
I actually have to make myself eat sometimes. Like, the other day, all I had was, like, a coffee and I think like a salad. I'm like, well, I got to eat something. But I was not hungry. Exercising, too, is getting easier. I wouldn't say it's like super easy, but each time I get a little more endurance. When I'm walking, for example, with Lindsay and the dogs, we walked like 4 miles the other day. My feet hurt a bit because I'm, you know, I'm kind of a big guy and I'm flat-footed, but I had endurance. I could go all day.
Your feet have no arch?
Pretty much no. I'm flat-footed. I would not be allowed in the military. So I got to get some new shoes, too, because they're kind of ran down. And
you would not make a lot of money in the foot fetish industry with no arch.
Well, that one kind of crazy toe I got over there, too.
That's also true.
Both of those are downfalls of mine. But for example, I biked 12 miles earlier this week with my wife, Lindsay, and would have went farther, but oh my gosh, my butt started to hurt. I have a new seat, but it's still, I got that big old ass, and I have to kind of get used to it. But
well, probably the smaller it gets, the more comfortable it'll be.
I'm hoping.
So I would imagine, because you're, think about it, a very big person on a very tiny seat can be comfortable.
Right,
but
right now, Alex is using her hand as my ass. You're going to need two hands, double hand right there. There we go. Each one of those is my butt cheeks now.
Now, have you ever considered or thought about having a personal trainer and doing like a YouTube series where it's like real intense?
If there's anybody else out there that wants to consider doing
that. So if
that,
it's free, you would consider it.
Oh,
but you don't
sure.
want to pay for it, is what, oh, yeah. is what I'm hearing. Okay.
I know. You know me. I'm trying to save that money, so I'm doing all this on my own.
Because if I was relying on myself to, which I have, and guess what? I only last at Pure Bar for about 20 days, and then I don't show up anymore for another year. Because,
well, you got to get
because
back
I
on
have,
it.
I have no... what's it called? When you self...
discipline?
Yes, discipline. I have no self-discipline when it comes to making myself work out. Even as a skinny person, I'm very fat on the inside. My insides are probably like tar because of my diet.
You got to get back on it, though. You can do it, Alex, if
right.
you want
to. Right. So what I'm saying is I know as someone that working out is hard for me. I hate it. So I just wondered if you would ever consider having somebody like a coach that was kind of mean to you to get you to do it.
Well, I don't need you to be mean to me. I just need somebody.
I would.
Accountability is huge. But honestly, that's where a lot of listeners have come in. If you listen to the Joe and Alex show, people have been awesome on our Joe and Alex show Instagram, on mine, Joe Pesci Radio. That's the inspiration I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of DMs from people. And when somebody says something like, hey, hey, thanks for sharing your journey. Like, you motivated me to go do something. I'm like, oh God, I can't let them down.
So nice, encouraging comments motivate you more than like, you POS, you can't do it. Like, because to me, like, I kind of like that kind of stuff. Like, as soon as somebody says like, oh, you'll never be good at X, Y, Z, then I'm like, oh, I'll show you.
It depends. If I have a bad week and they say that, yeah, I'm going to go back to eating a bunch of crap food. Like, they were right. I can't do it. So I don't know. I think I like most of the time positive encouragement, but I kind of did start thing going.
Except during sex, you kind of like Lindsay to slap you around and call you a little bitch, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, who doesn't, right?
Right.
Well, I started lifting this week, too. I actually started like a basic 28-day program. It's just I found it on an app. And,
that's good.
Starts out like working out your whole body a couple times a week, and then like this is the second week, so now I focused on Monday on doing the upper body. Yesterday we did legs. Oh, my legs are dead. And that feels really good, too.
How do you get your toes to wrap all the way around a barbell like that and lift it?
Well, first of all, you have to powder them up so they can grip. Like the chalk they have. I almost got kicked out of Planet Fitness because I was like, aah!
Yeah.
Almost broke the no
well,
lung
it's
thing.
A judgment-free zone, so they really can't say much. No. I guess unless you're naked like that one guy.
I was going to say, I kind of think that's a question. If you can't do stuff naked, what can you do? And it's feeling good, though. Also, my clothing is starting to feel a lot looser, and I'm moving another loop in on my belt. I have this belt. It's so beat up. It's from when I lost weight before I actually started to put holes in it. And I'm keeping that because if you saw the belt, you're like, oh, my God. But it's an absolutely motivational thing to get back each scale in and in and in. And these are kind of nice. Scale victories, that's what I'm trying to focus on. So
I mean, that's okay, but I don't know about the like the weird get or done logo on the belt buckle.
Well, what do you suggest?
anything else.
What motivating phrase
you might be able to get away.
You
might be able to get away with that at the state fair coming up.
Well,
which
yeah.
we'll be at.
I hope I don't have to go back out a couple of loops at the state fair. I'm just being real. Like, I'm going to have some of that.
Now, wait a minute. Are you going to be going to that? Because isn't that kind of, would that be hard for you to be around all that?
I love the state fair, but maybe like some pork chops are about the only thing I can have. Everything else there is going to be like sugar, 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 sugar.
I have an idea. We put a paper bag over your head and a leash, and I can drag you around, and then you don't have to see anything. You just hear, you smell, and you taste.
Once again, twice in one segment, you're bringing something that I do personally in the bedroom into my weight loss plan, and I feel uncomfortable.
I didn't mean to expose you like that.
It's okay. Well, hey, check this out. When we first started this bad boy on June 20th, I weighed 404. Last week, I was 390.4, which I actually gained 3.6 pounds. So I was down 14 pounds overall since when we started. This week, I got back on it. I stuck to my diet. I was a good, good boy. Started doing some weightlifting. And as of this morning, I weighed in at 381.4. I lost 9 pounds this week.
Woohoo!
I'm down 23 pounds overall, and I'm feeling good.
Good job.
Thank you. Hey, you can follow me on MyFitnessPal. That's kind of how I have people to hold me accountable, Alex. It's free. Also, you just search for Joe Pesh Radio on that and Instagram and pretty much any social media if you want to connect out there. Maybe you are a trainer. You want to help me out.
So you
cool.
do or don't want people to send you pictures of them flipping you off to get you motivated?
I mean, I've had enough DM videos of, hey, fatty, I saw you at McDonald's. Put the burger down. So I think I'm good
You're
with
good.
That.
Okay.
But
just
want
to make sure.
It.